WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic Kevin Whitehead says one unintended consequence of Ken Burns' recent 19-hour jazz series is to highlight how infrequently PBS covers jazz at all. When it has, Kevin says, we've been treated to misguided efforts like a 1980s tribute to Duke Ellington that trotted out actor Treat Williams to sing Satin Doll. By contrast, the 1960s was a golden age of jazz on American TV, with locally produced series like Jazz Scene USA, Frankly Jazz, and Jazz Casual. Jazz Casual is now being released in a series of DVDs and home videos. Kevin has a review.
Art Farmer on flugelhorn and Jim Hall on guitar, from a segment of Jazz Casual aired in 1964. It's one of three newly released episodes, the others featuring the Jerry Mulligan Quartet and Woody Herman's Big Band. Jazz Casual was an occasional half-hour show, produced between 1960 and 68 for National Educational Television, the forerunner of PBS. 14 episodes have been issued so far on individual video cassettes from Rhino, who've also put out a few on DVD, three shows per disc. Looking at the latest batch prompted me to go back and watch the rest of the series. It's a textbook example of the right way to present jazz on TV. Sonny Rollins, from an exceptional 1962 broadcast, with Jim Hall again on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Each episode of Jazz Casual was crammed with music, from the opening seconds till the final fade-out. Two cameras covered the action in close-ups and medium shots. After the first tune, the leader would be interviewed for a few minutes by the show's host and producer, critic Ralph Gleason. He'd put musicians at ease with his body language, slouching in a chair, legs crossed, elbows out, and fingers interlaced. He's casual but attentive. Gleason asks good questions and never wastes time with small talk, zeroing in on the music. Here he is with Sonny Rollins, not the easiest guy to interview, trying to get at the nuts and bolts of his group improvising.
Do you ever vary the tempos in which you play tunes from performance to performance?
Occasionally, although we usually have a set idea of what's would be the best tempo for any particular song, and there might be very slight, not too much. It might go a little bit faster, a little slower, but by and large, I think we do everything about the same thing that we agree upon.
How about keys? Do you ever change the key? Everything?
Yeah, we do that, and we're just beginning to do a lot more of that, to play in keys which we might not have played in too much before. So now we play the same song and we're beginning to play it in different keys. And of course, each key gives it a different sound. Once again, it makes it a little different. The same notes in a different key would produce a different color, you know.
This makes you think about it in a new way then.
Definitely,
It produces new versions then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
For a few episodes, Gleason varies his own formula a bit. He sits at the piano and talks about the good old days in Kansas City and elsewhere with blues shouter Jimmy Rushing, who's a good piano player, and also with Count Basie, who appears in a compact quartet.
But really the main guy that really influenced me was Thomas Swetzwaller. That was the man that that I really did idolize. Fats taught me how to play what little bit of organ that I do know. And I used to watch him and lay around him long enough to try to style a little piano after him, which was quite difficult.
You still do Fats Waller tunes, don't you, with the band?
Oh, yes. Nat Pierce just made an arrangement on one of Fats' goodies, a little thing called Squeeze Me, which we think quite a bit of. But, and a lot of things, a handful of keys, Nat made an arrangement on that, too. After all these years, Nat finally made an arrangement on a handful of keys, which is going to be kind of hard, because it goes... Can't get no further than that with that one. So we'll cool it right there.
That's Basie's only documented version of Handful of Keys, by the way, and a rare peek at the formidable chops he usually kept hidden. In general, the musicians comport themselves well, with a couple of exceptions. Dave Brubeck plugs his records over and over, and Mel Torme mugs for the camera and butters up the host. John Coltrane declined to be interviewed, but that did give him more time to play. For me, the very best episodes are devoted to Rollins, Basie, Jimmy Rushing, and singer Carmen McRae. Without an audience, she's less formal with her musicians than she'd be in concert, visibly surprising her pianist by talking to him between songs. I like this series a lot, so won't tread too heavily on the various mangled names of musicians and tunes and some incorrect air dates, which are listed on the boxes, or the 6-minute profile of Ralph Gleason that introduces each episode. As Gleason himself knew, these shows were never about him. That's one reason they pack so much jazzy pleasure into a short 30 minutes.
I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key, 'cause I'm wise to all those tricks you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love, gonna snub the moon above, seal all my windows up with tin so the love bug can't get in. I'm gonna park my romance right along the curb, hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. 'Cause if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart.
Kevin Whitehead is currently based in Chicago. He reviewed Ralph Gleason's Jazz Casual TV series, which is being released on DVD and video. This is Fresh Air.